Hey, everybody. It's Michelle with the Beat Goes On podcast. I have Nicole back again, this time without the children.
Without the children.
But, I mean, she knows. Actually, just sitting here watching everything she has going on, she's so impressive. The season, you're moving, business. I mean, last time I was here, I was like, I can't believe how much you can do at one time.
It's really insane.
Impressive. That's what I have to say. But she is the top, in my opinion, and in the city's opinion, she's the top wedding planner. I mean, because she does it all. It's like one-stop shop. And so I trust her, and I give her people a big discount for spray tans. She sends me tons of brides. So I pay it forward and give them a discount. First of all, I want to talk about how the hell you're doing this with how you're doing all of this move. Let's talk about the move. Let's talk about everything you have going on right now, because I think that's the most impressive thing about you is how much you juggle and how you still represent yourself on social media and to your clients. It's really impressive.
I'm very overwhelmed. I am not going to lie. It's been really intense. We're not only moving once, but we're moving twice because just with the timing, like our lease was up in our current spot. So I didn't want to renew for 5 years when I was prepping a whole new place. Right. So that's been really intense. And dealing with the city and permits and all that, like you're on somebody else's time, no matter how quickly
you need to
want to be able to make it happen. It's like I'm relying on other people. So I would say, like, without all of my employees and my team, it would be impossible. And, you know, lately I've brought on extra help. So, like, I just hired a virtual assistant to help me make sure I didn't miss a really urgent email.
That's awesome.
And, like, I just hired someone to help with social media because that takes a lot of time too. Mm-hmm. I've had to hire extra help just around our house because
for your peace of mind.
It's like I can't relax at home when there's like piles of laundry everywhere. So, I mean, don't by any means think I'm like superwoman doing it by myself, because it takes a huge team to make all of this happen.
Well, it takes a superwoman to realize she needs a team. Like sometimes I think realizing that we need the help is smarter than trying to take it all. I mean, it absolutely is. There's no question about that it is. And the energy that's in your business is here. When I was here, I was just here this past weekend, promoting Beat Tam for future brides, and every bride in there had a smile on their face. So it's fun. You know, it's aside from all the chaos, you would never know it as a client. They all had smiles on. Everyone was excited. There was champagne. There's cheese. It was so impressive. So I have to tell you that I left here and then I left in chaos because my store was, so Beat Tam normally is service-based business. So it normally doesn't kick ass on Black Friday, but people were there and the online sales were coming through, which, so, you know, the hard work pays off. I just wasn't prepared. So, you know, we just have to pivot, and it was a good problem to have, not a bad problem, but I've double booked myself, and I don't know. I was here for the short time I was here. It was impressive. Everyone out there had a smile on their face. So your team does such a good job. So you've hired the right team. So very trusted, very, very trusted wedding planner, and she's busting at the seams and growing and purchased a new property.
Yeah.
And it's a cool property too. Did you also lease the space above it too?
Yeah. So our temporary space will be upstairs.
Got it.
And then eventually we'll be downstairs. So, I mean, even the temporary space is beautiful, but it's like, it's just going to be like a white painted space. And then downstairs is where, like, there's going to be a lot of detail and pretty things everywhere.
Yeah. I can't wait. I heard your staff talk about it some last week, and they're like, we're so excited. So everyone's so excited for the revamp, I guess is what you can call it.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. It's a huge...
You took on a lot.
A huge undertaking.
While being a mother of two kids, a wife. Like, this is crazy.
We'll get through it.
Yeah, you will.
One step at a time.
You'll get through it, and you'll be so happy that you did. She's been looking for... I have my real estate license. She's been looking for property for a long time, so I'm just glad that you, like, found it. It's really... Savannah's growing massively. It's really hard to find, and she wasn't wrong when she said, it is really hard to for a small business in this city, and I don't know what kind of movement we could do with it, but I, with my commercial real estate license, the city and the permits and the things like that aren't always helpful at all, and they hold you back. And when you're holding a business owner back from opening, it's costing them money.
Yeah, it's really tricky. And I mean, even the process of like getting a loan is
right.
Like, in our dream world, we would have already been closed in the summer, which is slow period. And so like things would have started and we would have been able to be mm-hmm. in by the end of the year, which that was the goal. Like I was under contract for 9 months.
Oh my
and it
goodness.
Was just all these hoops and loops and jumps and everything that I had to go through mm-hmm. to make it work with the bank so that I could actually get a loan and then with the city. So there were just like all these steps that I had to take. It's definitely not an easy process and it takes a lot longer than I had ever anticipated.
It's a whole nother full-time job to do that, to yes. get the loan and then to work with the city on permits and everything. And then on top of that, contractors and building the space out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, kudos to you. I've seen friend after friend. We have mutual friends that have businesses. I've help them with their spaces. I'm still looking for Emily a space. She also wants to purchase. So Savannah's hard because we have a lot of growth, but not a lot of inventory for real estate. So I will always have one toe in real estate because I am a business owner and I think I resonate, like I get it. But it's tough. So kudos to you for that. We'll stay in touch with like where, you know, with the progress of it for sure. But I think I just always want to highlight a female business owner who's kicking ass. And that's why I wanted to make sure that I had you on here and talk about everything that you're juggling, because it really is impressive. But what you've built is amazing. And it's such a trusted wedding place. You know, it's such a trusted.
Well, thank you.
For such a big day. I feel like I'm not doing anything.
I just feel like it's just.
I know you feel that way, but that's what makes you.
One step, you just like keep going. Like yeah, I don't really stop to like. It's so hard to stop and be like, oh, wait, look at where I am. Instead, I'm like, I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to do this. I got to figure this out. I got to do that.
Do you ever have a day where you just stop and like, man, it's really cool what I built?
No, but I'm pretty sure it's going to happen soon.
You
or
need
my
to.
Husband's going to be really mad because
yeah. we need
it's
to
time to celebrate. After we're moved, then maybe I'll have like 2 days where I'm just like, okay, I'm not working at all.
Yeah. Well, you're in the thick of it right now. So yes. understandably, but yes, I think you need to take Emily, my friend Emily's really good at telling me to do that. Cause I'm exactly like you. I feel like there's not a million things I need to do, but sometimes like looking back. And I think I've said this a million times on the podcast. She said one day I watched her in an interview and I was like, back then I thought it's like 8 years ago. I was like, I could never do an interview for a magazine and I've done many since. Now I'm interviewing people, but she said the coolest thing. She said, they were like, what is it like being a business owner? And having, you know, being a creative. And she said, it's like having a little spoon and I'm digging a tunnel. And I'm getting.
I said that.
Emily said that.
That's amazing.
It was in a moment where I was having a moment like you're having right now. So I'm just sharing the love that she shared with me.
Yeah.
She said it's like a little spoon. She's digging a tunnel, and like she never looked back. And then she realized how far she had come. But it's like that's the work. Like you still have to keep going till you see the light. And there's always going to be work to do. And there's.
Do you ever see the light? You see it, and then you die.
And then you die.
I've made it. I retire and I die.
I can tell you that I have seen your light because I am involved in the wedding business myself because I spray tan and I'm the trusted spray tanner, one of them in Savannah. And a lot of people come from Ivory and Bow.
That's awesome.
So, or even if they met me before that, it's, I had a bride come through the store over the weekend and I sent her this way. So I don't know. You've done a really good job. I was saying a million times, we have some amazing women in this town and you're definitely one of them. I mean, if you stop and think of all the female business owners we have in this town,
there's a lot. Yeah. It
really is. So we've got some empowering women. If you could give any advice for the new business owner thinking about doing anything.
Oh, gosh. I think it's okay to ask for help. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I was telling my husband about this last night. It's the opportunity cost. I don't know. Did you learn this in economics where you have to weigh like, okay, the cost of this is this, but if I don't do that, then I'm losing out on time with my kids or mm-hmm. time with my husband. So, you know, maybe weigh those weigh the cost of things in terms of what the value is that it'll bring into your life. And hopefully you won't make all the mistakes that I've made working yourself to death.
You're damn sure going to make, you're going to make mistakes.
You'll have some help sooner rather than later. Right. It's definitely so important.
There's a really good book called The E-Myth, which says exactly what you said. And it's a really good book that helped me hire out and ask for the help too. And also know when to take a day so that I'm my best as a mother.
Yes. Oh my gosh. It is so important to have that time. I mean, some people, I recharge being around friends. So like if I have a day doing that, then like I can come home and be more patient when my toddler's like driving me crazy.
Yeah. So you know that about yourself. Yeah. That's very important to do. Mine is morning meditation because I'm very, I think you're high strung too. I'm so high, I'm so high strung that like, I think sometimes just chilling the F out is what makes me show up better. But also my son's 22. So I'm helping adult right now.
That's like, intense.
That's, I don't even know that I'm doing it right. So that's hard. That part's hard. So I think meditating is how I'm patient with him when the credit card bill's in the thousands and I have to help pay that mofo off. So it's all just a different, it's just a different mountain we're climbing, as Miley Cyrus says, which I've also said a million times on this podcast. I know. Miley Cyrus, where are you?
That would be amazing.
Well, I love you and I'm so glad. And thank you. I have to say thank you for always collaborating. Yeah. She's very, you're very supportive of other business owners and that is really important.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me on again.
And she's got to go meet her contractor now.
I'm going to go meet my general contractor.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Okay. So now we're here with Holly. And she works with Ivory and Bow. So tell what you do here at Ivory and Bow.
I actually now manage both sides of Ivory and Bow. So I manage the bridal boutique and I manage the floral and planning team.
Yeah, she's the main one. So what Holly and I both do in Savannah, I do run a service-based business as well. I do the spray tanning. And Ivory and Bow, I cannot tell you how many people they send me, but also people who we just, our clients cross paths on a regular basis. I'm downtown, so I'm usually the go-to for spray tans because of where I'm located and it's good stuff. So we, you know, we deal with a lot of the same questions, whether I'm sending them to you for something. But what I love about Ivory and Bow is it's the easiest to refer because it's a one-stop shop.
We do it all.
Yeah, they do it they do everything, which is such, for a destination wedding, I think that's huge.
Yeah, in Savannah, I mean, Savannah is known for destination. Mm-hmm. Savannah does more destination weddings than anywhere in Georgia. So we stay consistently busy here on both sides of it. We're getting ready to roll into our season for the bridal boutique side of it. Because engagement season is here. It's upon us. Holidays are happening. So yeah, we are very, very busy right now.
And so about that right after, and then I pump up the volume with Beat Tan in spring. So spring weddings. So I do have some winter weddings, but it's spring is season.
Definitely. So, I agree.
Yeah. So you guys you prep for the weddings.
We do.
And then what's beautiful about them is they send me the bride. So if anyone asks about spray tanning, if you mention Ivory and Bow, we do give $15 off any Ivory and Bow bridal party. If they have five or more bridesmaids, the bride is free.
That's
what we do for Ivory and Bow because they do, like I said, they're a one-stop shop. They send us so many people, but I wanted to talk about like prep. So right now people are starting to come in and purchase They're planning for spring.
That's right. Yeah. And I would say we have a lot of wedding management that's getting ready to happen. Our wedding management packages start a few months out. So those are all getting ready to gear up for springtime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And in the floral side of it, those tend to be a little further out.
So, gotcha.
Yeah. Spring and fall are really big with florals.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So we have 250 spray tan locations across the U.S.
And wow. That's quite a bit.
One of our other big bridal cities is Traverse City, Michigan.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. That's
and
so cool.
She's as busy as I am with bridal.
Wow.
So it's really cool. So I know she, when I told her we had we do a live, and when I told her that partner about you guys, she's like, I'm definitely going to listen because I think, but again, that's, I was like, well, Ashley, Michigan has a whole different season than we do.
I imagine that weather, summer is going to be the best.
Yeah, she said, but she's busier in summer than I am.
Yes, yeah.
I
feel like it dies off here for obvious reasons. The heat can be, you know.
They just have more, like, winter styled weddings is all.
Sure.
But it's still very, it's on the water. It's, I think it's very, there's some similarities, but also the weather's just a lot colder. It's cold, as you know what, in Michigan. But I told her, I was like, yeah, you'll have to get in on this. But I think, what other services do you people, did people pretty much ask you about everything? Nails?
You know, all of it, or? I've been in the industry 15 years, so I feel like people always ask me, you know, how long you've been doing this? And when I say 15 years, they start picking my brain about what vendors, oh my gosh, I need to know who I can use for catering, who I can use, you know, and I always let people know, obviously, that we do flowers and planning, you know, and what venues to go to and that sort of thing. But I feel like hair and makeup is a big question we get all the time. Spray tanning for sure. I mean, I was sprayed on my wedding.
Really have to book out ahead of time too, because we don't have that many. It's makeup,
I feel like
here.
It's hit or miss, you know. There are a lot of people that's an important service. I mean, and so I always personally recommend who I've worked with myself or who I know personally and who I know will do a great job.
Right. Same. Yeah. Same. I have a couple that I know that are that do a great job and that have been more available for my clients when they ask.
Sure,
yeah. Sometimes it's just hard. I mean, it's just really hard.
And they're popular wedding dates, you know? So those tend to go fast. If everybody wants to get married, you know, 10, 10, 10, I will never forget. That was a huge date way back in the day.
Oh my gosh.
Everybody wanted to get married on 10, 10,
10. We were busy.
We were very busy. We took as many weddings as we could. So yeah, I mean, there are special dates like that you know
crazy.
Are going to go fast.
I didn't think about that. Yeah, people do pick the fun dates.
Yeah.
Because you'll have that date forever. So makes total sense. I love what you guys do, but I really love like how you do the dresses. And I was just talking to Nicole about them, you guys having the new space and revamping. This style is more boho, but you guys are revamping and doing it more Savannah, I think.
We are. Yeah. And, you know, I would say, for lack of a better word, I mean, maybe a little more on the traditional side of things, which is more, I'll be honest with you, more my vibe and something
it's
that I really
Savannah.
Love. I really think it's going to be such a good fit. And Nicole, she has such an eye for design. Mm-hmm.
She really does.
she can create a space in 30 minutes of looking at it. She's so great at that and doesn't give herself enough credit for that.
We just realized that.
And I feel like in another lifetime, she was probably an interior designer or something. So I'm really excited to see all of these things come together.
She's a true stylist at heart. She's a creative stylist.
Completely.
And so, and that's really important to know that that's a strength of hers when you're planning and designing a wedding.
Absolutely. I mean, if you want anybody designing it, I would say she is probably the best of the best in Savannah that
I
know
of. She's great. And she's so creative.
Fabulous.
Not only with the floral, with the arch, like the arches and the different, I would hate to even call it an arch because sometimes it's not very archy. It's just with the background. What do you call that? Like,
I would say just like a backdrop.
Yeah,
to a ceremony or something
words
like that.
Are hard for me sometimes. well, you guys are, you know, we're big fans at Beat Tan. You send us tons of people. We will always recommend you guys. I do deal with other wedding planners in town and they're awesome, but I love that this is a one-stop shop. If I were a bride, a destination bride, this would just be a breath of fresh air. And so, you know, I will always send people your way just because it's like one referral rather than three.
Yes, we love that. And we try to be, I mean, I just feel like there's nobody in Savannah that does what we do, you know, and it just makes it easy for all of our clients. I mean, even from the shopping, we have a lot of brides who come in to do a floral and planning meeting and they sit down and go, oh my gosh, I have to come here to shop for my dress, you know? And so it's just awesome that we have that facet. And in Savannah, it's just unheard of. Nobody has that going on.
And I was here doing an event with them on Friday. I didn't make it Saturday because Black Friday ended up being crazy for Beat Tan downtown. But
awesome.
I was here and I was off to the side just talking about Beat Tan with future brides. And I noticed that Holly was so engaged, so authentic and excited. And you could see, and I'm not just saying this, like you could see the brides were at ease. They
awesome.
Had cheese boards set up for the brides. They had champagne. People were clapping. That when they pick, they have a really unique way of saying how they pick the dress.
Yeah.
The tambourines. It was just so cute. And I am not even anywhere close to marriage or I'm not even in any wedding. I was really excited for everyone there because that's the environment that you guys created.
Yeah, I think we are different. And I always tell every bride this when they come in, we're different from a lot of bridal shops in that we're very casual here. We are definitely not that stuffy shop you're going to walk into who's going to pick the gowns for you. It's just not our vibe. And I feel like most wedding shops you go into, they're going to have that very, you're always, you know, kind of aware of that. And I feel like at Ivory and Bow, it's just, that's not the case. You know, we like to have a good time. Mm-hmm. We celebrate really big when you do find your gown. We have over 175 dresses. I mean, there's not a chance that we don't have a gown for you.
And another compliment I want to give Ivory and Bow is I had a bride come in who had been to another in her hometown. She was getting married here. She's not from here. She could not, she was a curvier girl and she could not find a dress. It was hard for her to try on dresses.
Yes, that's not the
first time
I've heard
that.
She had
a lot of options here, and she was so grateful for that.
We love that. We try to be as diverse as possible with sizing.
If everything's a size 4 and 6.
Exactly.
There's just no way. You can't try it on. You just have to look at it and hope that. So I wanted you guys to know that was my client. She said she really appreciated the diversity, that she felt comfortable and could try dresses on here.
I love that. And that's what Ivory and Bow is about. We want to accommodate every single bride who walks through the door. I just helped a bride the other day, and this is no joke. She walked in, she's getting married same day, and she was 6 months pregnant. I got her a dress in under an hour. She walked out of here and got married in
That's a cool story. We have to make sure we share that with everybody. That is a really, really cool story. Well, we'll continue to work with you guys. We love you guys. We love collabing. It's great for business. When we had Nicole on earlier, we talked more about women in business and juggling everything. But I think it's really important to see one of the things she said was she has to let go and ask for help. And it took her a long time to realize that. And that's the same for me in business. And she clearly has done a good job. Again, I was here on Friday. I felt the vibe. I saw the happy faces. You guys have a really good team here.
Awesome. Thank you. We worked hard at it. And, you know, we work hard, play hard. So we're thankful for the people we've got.
And you know they play hard. Y'all got to follow them on social media. Well, so look in the show notes. We'll have their social media pages. I'm telling you, you got to follow them. I have no plan to get married, not going to any weddings, but I follow them because you guys do have fun.
Yes, we do. Yeah. We have a lot of people who really enjoy our stories on Instagram and Facebook and all the things. So yeah, check it out.
Yep. And we're going to come back in the future and show off the new space.
Awesome. All right, we love that.
All right. Thank you, Holly. See you then.